Fellas, as you say, the Atheda Pedic Zion, Chapter 7. We say the Hadas later Shahael Menabe Espiradam. It's one of the foundations of our faith that Hashem conveys prophecy to men. Prophecies bestowed only upon a very wise man. Keeping him a day of a strong character. Never overcome by his natural inclinations in any regards. Instead, his mind overcomes his natural inclinations all the time. He has to possess a very broad and accurate mental capacity. Person is full of these qualities and is physically sound. And his prophecy. When he enters the Pardis and is drawn to these things and sublime concepts, if he possesses an accurate mental capacity to comprehend and grasp them, he will be holy. He will advance and separate himself from the masses who proceed in the darkness of the time. He must continue and diligently train himself not to have any thoughts whatsoever about fruitless things or the values of times. Instead, his mind shall constantly be directed upwards, bound beneath Hashem's throne, the glory striving to comprehend holy and pure forms and gazing at the wisdom of Hashem in its entirety, the most elevated form until the navel of the earth, appreciating his greatness from them. After these preparations, the divine spirit will immediately rest upon him. When the spirit rests upon him, his soul becomes intermingled with the angels called Ishim. He will be transformed into a different person and will understand no other different from that was previously. He will rise above the level of the other wise men. As Shmuel told Shaul, the spirit of Hashem will descend upon you, and you shall prophesy, and you shall prophesize with them. You will be transformed into a different person. Hanavim Malas, there are a number of levels of prophets. Just as with regards to wisdom, one sage is greater than his friend, so too with regards to prophecy, one prophet is greater than the other. They all have certain commodities. They receive their prophecy only in the visionary dream or during the day after slumber has awakened over them, taken over them. It says, I make myself known to him in a vision, I speak to him in a dream. With any of them, prophecy, their limbs tremble, their physical powers become weak, they lose control of their senses, and thus their minds are free to comprehend what they see. Like it says, a fellow said, love. A great dark dread fell upon him. Similarly, Daniel stays my parents was horribly changed, and I retained those traits. Where a prophet is informed of a message and a vision, it is granted to him in a metamorphic imagery. Immediately, the interpretation of the imagery is imprinted upon his heart that he knows its meaning. Like it says, For example, the ladder with the angels ascending and descending in vision by the Yake was a salute to for the empires and the subjugation. Similarly, the creatures of Yecheskel saw the boiling pot and the rod from the almond tree envisioned by Yirmiyah. So Yecheskel saw the measure seen by Zechariah. This is all true with regard to all the prophets. Some would relate the mashal and its explanation as they did. Others would relate only the explanation. At times, they would relate only the imagery without explanations that can be seen in some of the prophecies of Yecheskel and Zechariah. And their all prophecies come in form of metamorphic imagery and allegories. All the prophets do not prophesy whenever they desire. Instead, they must concentrate their intention and schedule themselves, waiting in a to be happy. They have to be very happy. When they wanted to prophesy, they would use a harp or a flute. When they were seeking prophecy, they were prophesying. Following the path of prophecy until they would actually prophesize, as one might say, so and so inspires to greatness. Hey, Elo Shem of Akshon Mistam Nehem and Ekrem and Nevim. I'll be sure Rechav Nam Dait to Asher Shetisha Shunel Nehem Asher Shleit to Tisha. Those who aspire to prophecy are called the disciples of prophets. Even though they concentrate their attention, it's possible that the divine presence will rest upon them, and it's possible that they will not rest upon them. Vav, Kol HaDvarim Shamarna Im Deach Nevu Lecho Nevim Rishinu Vachinim Chus Misha Bid Al Misha Rabban Rabbeinu Rabban Shul Kol Nevim. All the statements made above describe the path of prophecy and all the earth and latter prophets, the exception of Mesha. Mavish Yish ben Nevuas Mesha the Shar Nevim. What's the difference between Mesha the rest? Shkol Nevim b'chalim b'vana Mesha. I've been mistaken with Eir b'emet. Shem Ravoy Mesha l'yomei l'dabar itong. Yish mes akim l'dabar ilov. Divine insight is bestowed upon all the other prophets in a dream or a vision. Mesha, our teacher, would prophesy while standing awake. As states, when Mesha came into the tent of meeting to speak to him, he heard voices of speaking to him. Other prophets through the medium of the angels. Therefore, they perceived it as like only with imagery. Mesha did not have a malach. As it says, mouth to mouth, I speak to him. Remember, v'dibur Hashem Moshe upanim v'panim. And Hashem spoke to Moshe. He gazes upon the image of Hashem. Remember, t'munas Hashem yabit. He gazes upon the image of Hashem. K'lemer she'en shem mashal al rea dover al boyer b'lechid b'le mashal. Not perceive the matter in its fullness without a metaphor allegory. Which atenim idolov as atenir says b'mara b'le b'chidis. She'en b'stam b'chid b'mara sh'ed dover al boyer. So first of all, Thayer says, I will speak to him without any straight. His appreciation of prophecy would not be through metaphor, but through open revelation, appreciation of the matter as fullest. Other prophets are over terrified and confounded. Mesha teacher would not respond to this matter. He says, Gashidabri Shalevel, as a man speaks to a friend. This person will not be awestruck of hearing his friend's words. So the motion of mental power was sufficient to comprehend the words of prophecy while he was standing in a composed state. All the prophets not prophesy whenever they desire. Whenever he desired, the Holy Spirit would envelop him, and prophecy would rest upon him. He did not have to concentrate his attention to appear himself, because his mind was always concentrated. says, stand and hear what Hashem will command you. This is what Hashem promised. Go and tell them, return to your tents, but you stand together with me. Therefore, they did not separate themselves from their wives. Mesha never returned to his original tent. Therefore, he separated himself from the woman and everything of that nature. He bound his mind to Hashem. The glory never left him forever. The flesh of his countenance was shunned, for he became holy like the angels. There is the possibility that a prophet will experience prophecy for his own sake, to expand his mental capacity and to increase his knowledge, allowing him to know more about lofty concepts than he knew before. It's also possible that he will be sent to one of the nations of the world, or to the inhabitants of a particular city or kingdom, to prepare them or to inform them what they should do, or to prevent them from the evil which they are doing. He sent on such a mission, he sent on a sign or a wonder to perform, so that people know that Hashem truly sent them. Not everyone who performs a sign or a wonder should be accepted. If he follows the paths of prophecy and holiness, separating himself from worldly matters, and afterwards performs a sign or a wonder, and states that he was sent by Hashem, we listen like it says, listen to him. It's possible that he'll perform a sign and not be a Navi, because so it's possible that a person will perform a sign or a wonder, even though he's not a prophet, rather the wonder will have other causes behind him. Nevertheless, a mitzvah to listen to him, since he's a wise man of nature and fit to prophesies, we accept his prophecy, for so we have been commanded. Just like two Edom are always believed. He presumed that they're telling the truth. Or revealed to us our children. Man sees what is revealed to the eyes, but Hashem sees into his heart. The Yidden did not believe in Moshe because of the wonders that he performed. Whenever anyone's belief is based on wonders, the commitment of his heart has shortcomings, because it's possible to perform a wonder through magic or sorcery. All the wonders that Moshe did in the desert were not intended to serve as a proof of his legitimacy. Rather, he performed them for a purpose. I love Uriah, the one not to bring Uriah for his prophecy. It's Lila and Masicha, Tarhana, and Lamazan, Erdlana, Saban, Tom Bako, Lahana, Saban, Kofrebe, Das Keda, Bala, Issa, or Zuhan, Sharkal, Isis. Well, I have a new boy. By our sinner, she needed a role of like Zarba, his name, no, Shalina, like Akar, Ish, or Kinswa, Pidim, or Nigash, El Arafa, Lakil, and Dabre, Love, on the Sherm, Mesha, Lisha, Lake, Emmer, and Kafakaf. So all the ones performed by Moshe in the desert were not intended to serve, like we said, as proof, but rather he performed whatever he had to do, he did. It was necessary to drown the Egyptians, he split the sea and he sank them in. We needed food, so he provided us with manna. We were thirsty, he split the rock, providing us with water. Caleb expanded against them, so he either swallowed them. Same applies to other wonders. So what is the source of our belief? This is the revelation of our semen. Our eyes saw and not a stranger. So our eyes heard and not others. There was fire, thunder, and lightning. He entered the thick clouds. The voice spoke to him, and he heard Mishra, Mishra, go and tell him the following. It relates face to face. Hashem spoke to you. Hashem did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with all of our life today. How is it known that the revelation on her sealing alone was proof of the truth of Mashiach's prophecy that leaves no shortcoming? As it says, behold, I will come to you in the thick clouds, that people will hear me speaking to you, so that they will believe in you forever. It appears that before this happened, they did not believe any with a faith that they would last forever, but rather with a faith that allowed for suspicion and doubt. Those to whom Mashiach was sent to witness his appointment as a prophet, it was not necessary to perform others wonder for him. He and they were witnessed like two witnesses who observed the same event together. Each one serves as a witness to his friend, and he's telling the truth, and neither has to bring any proof to his friend. All ye that were witnesses to the appointment of Mashiach, our teacher, at the revelation of our Sinai, and it was necessary to her, unnecessary for him to perform any further wonders for him. This is what it says at the beginning of the prophecy. I will listen to your voice. Yadam Misha, Rabirish, and Maimon of Pio Isis, Ishbadu Babi, Defi, Amahar, Rachashi, by Nishwad Melech, Amar, Behainle, Aminili. Vaisha, teacher, knew that one who believes in another because of the signs in his heart, he has no doubt or suspicion. Hashem, he dear, because he's powerful, Shaylu, Isis, in Ella, Chates of Shamacher, Chates of Yamdo, Allahar, Zaystal, Kirish, Mahar, and Hashem, Nasal, Hokan, Is, Shaydu, Shanish, Laftiha, Ems, Shaylu, Yashar, he informed that these wonders were intended only as a temporary measure until the left of Sarim. After they would leave, they would stand upon this mountain, and all the doubts that they had would be removed. Which this is what it says. I said, here I will give you a sign so that you will know that I truly sent you the outside, and thus no doubt will remain in the heart. So it meant this will be your sign that I sent you when you take the people out of Egypt, you will serve on the mountain. Thus we do not believe in any prophet who arises after Mashiach because of the wonders he performs alone. As is to say, if he performs a wonder, he will listen to everything. Rather, it's because Mashiach says, if he performs a wonder, listen to him. Just as we're commanded to render legal judgment based on the testimony of two witnesses, even though we don't know if they're saying the truth or not. So, too, to miss us to listen to this prophet, even though we do not know whether the wonder is true or performed by magic or sorcery. Gibel, a fikach. Therefore, if a prophet arises and attempts to dispute Mashiach's prophecy by performing great signs and wonders, we should not listen to him. We know that certainly that he performed these signs through magic and sorcery. The fish and the wisdom should have been in the told us, we saw and heard with our own eyes and ears, as he did. What can this be compared to witnesses who gave testimony concerning the matter to a man who had observed the situation in his own eyes? Who will never listen to them, and we will know for sure that they are false witnesses. Therefore, the Torah states that even if such a sign or wonder will come, you should not listen to the words of the prophet. He comes to you with signs and wonders to deny what you saw with your own eyes. We believe in a wonder, only because of the mitzvah that Moshe commanded. Therefore, how can a wonder cause us to accept this person who comes to deny the prophecy of Moshe, what we saw and heard? Say the Atira, panic test. Clearly explicit in the theory that Hashem's commandment remaining forever without change, addition or diminution. As it says, all these matters which I command you, you shall be careful to perform, you may not add or diminish from it. As it says, what is revealed to us. What is revealed to us and our filled with forever to carry all the words of his Torah. This teaches us. We're commanded to fulfill the Torah's directive forever. It's an everlasting statute for your generations. Terror is not of the heaven. It teaches us that the prophet can no longer add anything. Therefore, if a person will arise, they're either a great performer sign or wonder that say that Hashem sent them to add a mitzvah, to withdraw a mitzvah, but to diminish a mitzvah, or to add, to explain a mitzvah in a manner which differs from Moshe. It's not forever. It's only for a limited time. It's false prophets. It's coming to deny Moshe. You should know that he's a false prophet because he denies Moshe. And he gets strangulation because he dared to make the statement in Hashem's name that Hashem never made. He commanded us forever. So that Yish. Hashem is not a man that he speaks falsely. The question is, what does the term mean? I'll appoint a prophet from amongst the brethren like you and I. I may place my words in his mouth and I will speak. He's not coming to establish a new faith, but rather to command the people to fulfill the precepts. Remember the Torah, Moshe, my servant. Prophet may command us to do something which is neither permitted nor forbidden. Example, go to such a place, don't go there, wage war. Don't do so, build a wall, do not build. Person who may not heed my words when she speaks my name, I will speak a shemishra for her. Prophet who violated his own instructions and one who refrains from prophecy. For after the hands is concerning these three, it says, I will seek restoration for her. As well, when a prophet was already proven himself to be a prophet, instructs us to violate one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, whether to be a severe or light nature for a limited amount of time, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Listen to him except for his chum. She never the fisha, only if it's temporary. The creator Leo Bar Carmel, she could breathe the Bachus Vishalim of Christ, the cat, the Mach Bachus Chai of cars. For example, the Galeo offered a sacrifice, even though Yishalim was chosen. The Pinish of Novi, the Missile of Shemel is a Novi, if less than them, like it says. Like it says, B'dvar Hashem, K'dil Hafish Nibiyah, Ba'al Valder, Chazayz, and Tzivu L'Kondayim, Ma'ar, Al Fisham, Mitzvah, Shmelo, Amr Shadab, Nek, Le'in, Mitzvah, Mechanik, Shatayim, L'Chol, Allah, L'Wadu, L'Yadu. L'Fsein, Imakar, Dover, B'dvar, Shaman, Mekin, Shmoy, Shamr, Medin, Din, Tedir, Shatayim, Shatayim, Kaf, Malach, Libri, Pili, Hatsan, Nibi, Shekhar, Mechanik. Ba'al Fert nullifies a concept which was transmitted by oral tradition of taste with regards to one who terror laws that Hashem commanded him to render such and such judgment or such and such that law regarding a particular instance of decision is false and should be executed by speculation. Ralph Bisha also is trying to pull out of the terror, Shamar, and Shamar, and Yabal, if you shall be here, and live the culture. As my murder, Shamar, and 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 when do we see this? For the Garth all their Mrs. Tabarni, the worshiper of false gods, however, he should not be heeded even for a limited time, even if he performs great wonders and miracles, and says that Hashem commanded him to worship false gods on this day, or only during this hour, he's considered to have spoken as a Shabbat, Siva, Kosovo, Emmer, or Boa, Isid, on Mephis, silent miracles performed, Latish, Boa, Debra, and Nobiahu, Kidibra, Sara, Shabbat, Kedam, Jarabola, which was a generation, he's coming to contradict, and the Vika, Nadi, Bavadi, should not be shaken with Allah, Shasso, Blot, Kish, and also be Hanif. Everything that he did, was performed through spirit and magic, and it should be executed by strangulation.